Here are today's top stories. Donald Trump fired his chief of staff today. Hey, you know, it was either Corey Lewandowski or John Sally. And Sally did so well with the lemonade stand challenge. Ugh. No word on whether or not Bill Rancic or Amoroso will take over. I hope it's Bill. You know, the local kid. Done good. Word out of the Clinton camp is if she goes the unexpected route and picks Senator Elizabeth Warren as her running mate, she can kiss Wall Street support goodbye. So let me get this straight. If she picks the one senator that would regulate Wall Street, Clinton will lose Wall Street support, which means contributions for the campaign, and she's seriously considering it. Do you realize why our country is so Chicago's deadly weekend claimed 13 lives and 41 shootings, although there's so many numbers floating around, it's hard to say if that's the bottom line. This is way up from last year at this time and getting close to double from 2 years ago. So essentially, that line graph, it's going the wrong way. Not a strong start to the summer since, well, summer starts today. So what can be done? More police on the streets? Nope, that costs money. Violence prevention programs? Nope, that was cut by the state. National Guard? They're busy in Iraq. So while this is happening here, I hate to be the downer, but the whole world is going haywire. Syrian and other war refugees topped 65 million this week. The UK may bolt from the EU, and there are supposedly hundreds of babies in Puerto Rico that will be born affected by the Zika virus. So yeah, I guess the whole world is having a case of the Mondays. I'm crabby today. That's just so much bad news. Governor Rauner's campaigning, governing, this week in Chicago. He told the Trib editorial board that he is going to run for a second term. Yeah, why not? You've done such tremendous work. Can't wait for the TV ads. Governor Rauner accomplished so much in his first term. Governor Rauner is a man. 500 plus guards called in sick today at the Cook County Jail, forcing the jail into lockdown mode. I guess this is a trend since this also happened the Monday after the Super Bowl and the Monday after Mother's Day. Officials wonder if Father's Day, the NBA Finals, and the nice weather have something to do with it. Yeah. In weather, it's hot. In sports, the Cubs swept the Pirates out of Wrigley to go 8-1 against Pittsburgh this year. But how about rookie catcher Wilson Contreras' first at bat? Of course, home run. This whole team is unreal. Magic dust just spread around. They keep this up, they're going to break the MLB single season record, which doesn't mean anything. Golden State. Also, the Cubs are rumored to be in talks with the Yankees for the services of closer Aroldis Chapman. Chapman throws 100, and he's arguably the best closer in baseball. But also, he served an early season suspension for domestic violence. Do the Cubs not realize we're having a party here? Don't bring that baggage to our backyard barbecue. Come on. No. Pick someone who throws like 98. It's the same. It's not going to make a difference. The Cubs welcome the Cardinals tonight at Wrigley. Big series here, or not. The Cubs are 12 and a half games up. The most since 1929. On the other side of town, you know what? The rumors for the White Sox include Ryan Braun coming to the South Side. Why not just get Jose Canseco out of retirement, too? And then he could join Braun and Cabrera in an all-PED outfield. Yeah, that's what we want, Sox fans. We want cheaters. LeBron James and the Cavaliers beat the Warriors in Oakland last night to win the NBA championship, and LeBron single-handedly changed the sports discussion from Golden State being as good as the 96 Bulls to is King James as good or better than Michael Jordan. I will say this, that it's kind of cool that Jordan and the Bulls are in all of the inane sports conversations happening all around the world, right? That's pretty cool. It's pretty amazing. And finally, a new study out just in time for summer says that pool goers don't get red eyes from chlorine. Nope. They get red eyes from the chemicals produced when chlorine is met with urine. That's right. We've all been swimming in pee. I guess it could be worse. No, it couldn't. That's the carry out for June 20th, 2016. Hey, free drinking water tonight. It's so hot out that we're just letting the hose run out back.